and members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar will reportedly suspend her Democratic presidential campaign. Klobuchar is expected to endorse former Vice President Joe Biden before tomorrow's Super Tuesday primaries in 14 states at an event in Dallas, Texas tonight. Another challenge to Obamacare's foundation will get a Supreme Court review, as USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The Supreme Court is taking up a legal challenge to the Obamacare individual mandate that requires all Americans to buy insurance or pay a penalty. The High Court did uphold that provision in 2012, ruling that it was a legitimate exercise of Congress's taxing authority. But Texas and 17 other red states brought this lawsuit against the Affordable Care Act in December of last year. A decision from the High Court on it is likely to come after Election Day in November. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
While addressing a crowd of around 18,000 people at the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee's annual policy conference, Vice President Mike Pence says Democratic presidential frontrunner Bernie Sanders will be the most anti-Israel president in American history if elected.
Today, the leading candidate for the presidential nomination of the party of Harry S. Truman openly and repeatedly attacks Israel as a racist state and defames AIPAC as of all things, as he said, a, quote, platform for bigotry. Even more troubling, when Bernie Sanders smeared Israel at last week's debate, not a single candidate on that stage stood up to challenge him. But I'll promise you, we will always call out those who try to cloak their animus toward Israel inside the phony mantle of friendship. The most pro-Israel president in history must not be replaced by one who would be the most anti-Israel president in the history of this nation. That's why we need 4 more years of President Donald Trump in the White House.
The only Democratic presidential candidate to speak at AIPAC in Washington, D.C., was former New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, this is your host, Georgine Trickle. We're here at Houghton Hutterton. I was orienting my guests, and I didn't do a good job of getting myself all ready here, so we're going to just jump in today. It is March 2nd, and I know everyone wants the news and the weather, but first we're going to do a quick commercial. I'll be right back in the studio. Stay with us. This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Houghton Hutterton every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Houghton Hutterton provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics. Okay, we're back live in the studio, and I am having some technical difficulties here with my mic. We're a little behind as well. So let me go right into our weather today. It is gorgeous. Seriously, if you have not been outside, you need to hustle out there because it's amazing. I started out with two shirts for my run today, and by the time I was done, I was sleeveless, so that was awesome. And I think nothing makes you feel like you've been slacking all winter until you get a warm day and you're out there without a shirt on and shorts and you're going, what was I doing all winter? And that's great for our topic today because we actually have some exciting things and a run for you to sign up to. So it actually hit 60 degrees right now. It is 60 degrees. It's sunny. Go outside. Start your training for the 5K that we're going to be talking about today for Girls on the Run. You're looking at a beautiful evening, actually at 5 a.m. when I wake up, it's going to be 45 degrees. So that I will take. Tuesday, we are looking at some rain, maybe even tonight. They said it was going to have showers and rain all day, and we didn't. And I don't see any rain in this forecast until noon tomorrow. So enjoy it while you can. We have 55 on Tuesday. We're just dipping down to 39 Tuesday evening. But Wednesday, we lift right back up with sunny skies and 50 degrees. We might be below freezing Wednesday night at 31. But we bounce back to 51 on Thursday, sunny skies. And I don't want to tell you what's on my forecast for Friday. There's actually a snowflake on there. I don't know what that is about, but there is. See it? I don't know why. But it's going to be 43, so I would say don't worry about it. We have sunny skies on Saturday, 41. And Sunday, which is a day I'm looking forward to this week, 51 and sunny. So we have it going on here. I've got another commercial, and then I'll be introducing my guests. If you're Facebook Living with us, you'll see I have a ton of people in my studio. Yes, they actually wanted to come in and be on this show. So take that. We'll be right back.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And we're back, and this will be known forever as the show where I have to hold the mic. I don't think my chair goes any lower or I would be doing that. But what I'm going to do is jump right into our broadcast here, and I'm going to ask everyone to introduce themselves, and I'm going to start right here, and you could tell us about why you're in the studio today, and I'm going to have the fun job of trying to match up your mics. So let's see. We'll kick it off right here.
Hi, I'm Jen Lynch, and I am the Development and Outreach Coordinator for Girls on the Run.
And Jen, thanks for coming today. Jen actually has a double booking. I have her coming back in a few weeks to talk about another topic. So Jen's been on the show before, and I just wanted to say thank you for making sure that we had an opportunity to talk to you about Girls on the Run today. We're looking forward to learning about the rest of your guests and meeting them.
Hi, I'm Katie Tritremel, and I am the Council Director for Girls on the Run.
Hi, my name is Kelly Casanova. I am a board member for Girls on the Run. I'm also a coach and a former parent of a girl on the run.
And I'm Lindsay Legg. I am the Program Coordinator for Girls on the Run.
Okay, great. And we have to get a little more cord here, but I can't do another commercial for, actually, we are behind, but let me do our next commercial break so we could get a little more situated here. We'll be right back.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterton-chamber.org. The Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Okay, so we're back in the studio now, live. And we just met Katie, Kelly, Lindsay, and Jen, right? I already knew Jen, so I only had the three there. And we're talking about Girls on the Run. So you may see their logo. We're going to post this in just a minute. It's that pretty purple, magenta, and lime green logo. And you see it because it's been happening here in Flemington, but it's part of a national movement as well. And I think that we have been seeing, if you've been following it or not, the rising number of youth suicides, not just in and around Hunterdon County, but throughout New Jersey. And despite the fact that our New Jersey suicide rate is a little bit lower than the national average, it is certainly too many. And when I hear people say, well, it's below the national average, it just upsets me because we want to have zero. That's what we should be striving for. We should be striving for zero. So I know that there's a lot of character building and leadership skills that goes into this program. So I was hoping, I mean, we'll get to the details and the logistics, and I am signing up for it. I think it's May 27th, right?
May
31st. May 31st. So we will definitely make sure we have the sign up. But in the meantime, maybe we could talk about why, as a board member, you spend your time doing this or having a daughter gone through it, what some of the benefits were, and why you all volunteer and invest in this.
Well, I'll start. I came to this 5 years ago now as a parent with a daughter that I decided to sign up to the program because it wasn't because my daughter was going to get lessons about couch to 5K. In fact, that's really not our program's called Girls on the Run, but it's not a running program. That's part of what we do with our girls. It's really social emotional learning to give them the tools to be, our tagline's healthy, joyful, and confident. It's an experience based curriculum that just creatively integrates running. So I signed my daughter up years ago as a coach, and then I ended up coaching and then loved this program so much I decided that I wanted to be part of it from a larger perspective, and now I'm director, council director. But I absolutely love it. I know Kelly has been a coach for many, many seasons as well, and also started as a mom. Yeah, right, exactly.
11 seasons. And my daughter's aged out of the program, so I continued to coach once she wasn't participating anymore just because I just really love the program. I love what it teaches our girls. And going back to what you said about the suicides and bringing the awareness out, this is giving these girls tools not only to deal with their emotions, but to communicate their emotions too. And I think it's so important for these girls at that age.
And I think that there is so much that we aren't measuring right now in terms of the impact on social media,
right.
Even bullying and harassment, intimidation, all of those things, both in a physical form, but also on social media. And I just don't think we're capturing enough to realize how that
really affects our young people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a program like this, where I don't know if it's, I didn't see that it was evidence-based, but I saw that you followed a curriculum and you have goals, and there's a development and a path for people.
Yes, and our curriculum actually is evidence-based. We did a we had an independent study done in 2016 that took girls and measured them before they started the program, and then 3 to 6 months out to see where they were and what really stuck with them. Because it's so, you know, because part of what our program does is it's not just about teaching them in the space that 75 to 90 minutes that they're with us and we're working with them and going through all these little activities and fun, but teaching them to use those tools that we're working with them on outside. We actually give them challenges in between the lessons of, you know, we want you to try to use this once and tell us about it the next lesson, or you know, if they come to us with an issue, well, we talked about that. You know, if they have an issue with someone, you know, bullying, or someone who's saying something that's hurtful to them, you know, I feel when you teaching them those lessons, but also kind of circling back with them, and you know, it's just working with them on those different levels.
I also think that, you know, the subjects of, excuse me, gossiping and bullying, these kids have heard these terms before. They know what it is. It's brought up in school. But this gives them the opportunity in a group setting to dive into it a little bit more and to feel comfortable talking about it and learning how to handle it amongst peers and as a group. You know, it's safety in numbers. It's not just coming from an educator. It's coming from the other kids around them and from the coaches, who I think become an advocate for these girls on the team.
Now, Katie, can you tell me about the program? It's a 10-week program. Someone said when we started out that it's not a run, but we do a run at the end. So can you talk about the journey, or someone can talk about the journey about that?
Sure. So our program is a 10-week program. The girls meet twice a week with their coaches. It is typically after school. We have programs in our local schools. The lessons are each 75 to 90 minutes after school. And we have each lesson builds upon the other. It's physical activity based, but we have these physical activities are based on larger lessons, and you know they could be we don't necessarily call it bullying, but it is standing up for yourself and others is one of our lessons. Each one builds upon the other, and in that they are learning also just how to move more, getting, you know, we have the time where they're running, but we're teaching them different aspects of running, like being kind to yourself as you're running, learning about intervals, learning about, you know, stretching and strengthening in that as well. And so we take them couch to 5K. They do have the 5K at the end of the season, and that's one of my favorite days as a council director, where we see all these girls cross the finish line. But it's not about just the girls crossing the finish line. They're crossing the finish line with their running buddies as well, which is typically a parent, a guardian, could sometimes be a sibling, a family friend who crosses, and just the energy in the air from that day. Another thing we do with our girls is they do a community impact project later in the season that they all come up with together. And in one lesson, they work on and complete their community impact project. And that can be a lot of different things. But again, the girls come up with this because one thing we also want to teach them is at this young age, you have the ability to impact the world around you. It's not just you. You can impact your school. You can impact your community. You can impact the larger world. And so a lot of times they do things like make blankets for the ASBCA or do something else. We had one that we ended our season close to Mother's Day, and they decorated flower pots and then with special messages and pictures, and then they planted flowers and had them local. Taken to a local senior center to donate for Mother's Day.
That's nice. And giving to the community makes us feel good about ourselves, mm-hmm. too. Maybe we can talk about the spring season, because I know that is something coming up on March 9th. I think Lindsay is going to talk about that.
Mm-hmm. So we basically are starting next Monday. So we have 1 week from now. And, well, I should say the schools choose which practice days work for them. So it's twice a week. It could be Monday, Wednesday, Tuesday, Thursday. Even sometimes they practice on Saturday mornings at a local park. So, so the season starts next week, and it'll go for 10 weeks. But we give a little wiggle room with spring break and inclement weather days. And they'll close out with the celebratory 5K May 31st.
And so you're recruiting now, or you have everything?
We started recruiting coaches to try to get either – we have all sorts of different teachers from – our coaches from being a teacher, a parent, just a community member. We start that actually in the fall, probably around October, November. And we work with individuals. We make sure that they're trained. They do an online training. They come in. If they're a new coach, they do a five-hour training course with us just to make sure they're fully prepared. And then we also give them a complete kit box full of all their supplies, the book that they need, basically everything. So as soon as they start the practices, they're fully ready. And so we started that around November for the spring season, and we're coming now where at this point most of the schools are established, but we still we don't actually close registration for another 2 weeks after we start. So we give a little wiggle room in case there are any schools that want to get involved, or if there's more girls that want to get involved.
Mm-hmm. And you have 24 schools currently?
Yes.
That's excellent.
Yes.
Excellent. So hopefully in the next couple of weeks, you might get a few of the slow to return the paperwork.
Or even if it's somebody that can't get it together right now, we have a fall season. So we'll work with them to start preparing for the fall.
And are the 24 schools in Hunterdon County and Bucks, or just Hunterdon?
It's Hunterdon, Warren County, and Bucks County.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. And the run is here in Flemington. We can't emphasize that enough. So if you want to just say the date again and the location.
So it's May 31st at 5 o'clock the run starts, and we start doing activities and things around 3 p.m. And it's right over in the, at the Court Street Park.
3 o'clock.
And it's a lot of fun. There's a DJ. The girls, we have a hair station. They can get their hair done. And there's a lot of different local businesses that come, and there's an opportunity for them to sponsor and be there.
Because right now you are looking for volunteer coaches and sponsors for the run, specifically the sponsors, right?
Absolutely.
Need some sponsorship there. All right. So I think that brings us to fundraising, which brings us to Jen, right?
So one of my responsibilities is help raising funds for the program and for the 5K. We have a registration cost that most girls pay is about $175, but the cost to actually run the program is over $200. So we subsidize a portion of every girl's registration costs, and some girls need a little bit more financial aid, and some we fully scholarship. So through our fundraising efforts, we are able to help with these costs. So there's many different ways that we fundraise. One of the ways we fundraise is through the 5K. We have sponsors. We reach out to different sponsors in the area to help us with the cost. We also have national sponsors, and we're really trying to work with our national sponsors to build awareness for our events. So one of our sponsors that we work with is Justice, and we have a really fun event coming this weekend at Justice in Flemington. They have a dance party, and so we're going to kick off the season with a dance party at Justice, and the times for that is 11 o'clock and 2 o'clock. We also have some local program sponsors. We have Veltri Trucking Company, and then we also have Pinkowski orthodontists. And then we also will there's other ways that we fundraise. One thing that we do is we have Soulmates. The Soulmate program is a really exciting program. It gives people in the community who are doing their own physical challenges an opportunity to help out Girls on the Run by fundraising for us. So we have one soulmate this year, Michelle Legrand, and she is running a half marathon in April, and so she's taken it upon herself to fundraise for us through this this marathon.
And Kelly was actually a former soulmate for us as well.
Yes, I ran the Main Street Half Marathon here in Flemington. And was able to raise almost $4,000 through my efforts.
That's phenomenal.
And it was a really special experience. You get to create your own fundraising website, Facebook pages, and things like that. And it's a great way to kind of get people in the community excited about Girls on the Run, and yeah. It gives it a good visibility.
That's phenomenal. Congratulations on that. And I want to say, too, for people that aren't runners, that have maybe never experienced the energy at a 5K or at a half marathon or a marathon, the energy of the crowd is amazing. And a lot of times you just need race marshals, people to be able to stand on the course. Yeah. So people like me who aren't paying attention, or hands out the water. You don't need to be a physical fitness expert to do that, but it does allow you to experience some of the amazing emotional highs that come from seeing people of all different efforts and levels just compete for the finish line. And sometimes you just get to see such amazing things on the course. You know, you don't need to be an athlete to volunteer for that. You could just sign up, do the water stations, or be a race marshal. It's really phenomenal.
And that's a really good point, Georgine. My first experience with Girls on the Run was last fall, and I ran it with my daughter. She did the program last fall, and it was really exciting to see, especially at Girls on the Run. Like, I've been to other 5Ks, but to see what the girls accomplish, how excited they are. I mean, I know the girls stick around even when they're finished the race to, you know, cheer on their team members. And it's just really exciting to see that energy. So we're encouraging sponsors to come out to help give out medals at the end of the race and to feel that energy. We're encouraging community members to come out and help do a water station. Businesses can sponsor a water station. So there's many ways to get involved with race and Girls on the Run.
And we also have where runners that aren't even part of Girls on the Run can come because we do chip timing. Mm-hmm. So we even just encourage people to come out and participate in that way too. Yeah.
And the registration for the non-Girls on the Run runners, did I get that right?
Yeah,
there's a lot of the registration opens at a certain time for that, right? Maybe you could tell us what date that is.
Yeah, so that opens March 25th.
March 25th. And I'd like to know, because sometimes with the logistics we forget, so I'm sure that there is a way to register online.
Yes.
After March 25th. So everyone who is not in the Girls on the Run program or isn't going to be a sponsor and wants to just run the course and feel this amazing energy and support the work that is being done on this level, you can on March
25th, you can go to our website, which is www.gotrhunterdon.org. And you can do /5K if you want to go directly. But at the top of our webpage, it just says 5K details, event details. You can look at that. And that'll give you the rundown. We always have a schedule of our day. We have the route there, and you can also register as well.
And I will post that on our next break onto our Facebook page so we don't forget that. And that is a different date that opens, and that is March?
March 25th.
Perfect. Great. All right. So we have the run coming up. We have the 10-week program kicking off. We have a call out if any teachers want to get their school involved. There's still 2 weeks left for that. We have sponsors that were looking forward to signing up. And you have two fundraising events beyond the, what was that called when you were doing that?
Soulmate.
The Soulmate. I should have remembered that, but I didn't. And besides the Soulmate, you do have two events that the public can support?
Yeah, well, we have an event this coming Saturday to kick off the season with our national sponsor, Justice. We will be at the Flemington location, but if you're not local to Flemington, you can go to any of the Justice locations. We also have a couple other events that you can get involved with. After the race, Bluefish Grill will be hosting a dinner, and it's a fundraising dinner, so they'll give us portion of the proceeds back to Girls on the Run. And then we also, a big event we have coming up in September is our sneaker soiree, and this is a really fun event. This is our second year that we're going to be doing it, and we had a great time last fall.
Yeah, I need to know what that is. I know what that is.
So that is soiree. So oh my goodness, it's so much fun. It is wear your favorite cocktail attire and your favorite sneakers. So one of our board members, who was also one of our planning committee members, said it was probably one of the most fun events because she left the evening and her feet felt great. it's a really fun and exciting event, and it is over at Stengel Factory, so it is local to Flemington, and just a fun night to celebrate and support Girls on the Run.
And so how do you buy tickets for that event?
We will you're one of the first that we are announcing our date to.
Oh, wow.
So be on the lookout. Later this spring, we will be putting further details about the event and how you can purchase tickets. But you will be able to learn more about the event through our website, www.goaterhunterdon.org.
Excellent. So we heard it here first at Hot and Hunter, and we have a hot date for our hot topic here for Girls on the Run. I do have to do a news break here, but before I go to that, I just wanted to mention that not everyone knows what Justice is. So I think it's a shop in Flemington.
Yes, that is correct. It's for girls. They have a lot of clothing. They have a lot of accessories. They do a lot a lot of fun toys that girls would really like to use. And they do a lot of fun things. Like, this is their first annual dance party, but they also do fashion shows too, which we'll be doing later on in the springtime, right before the 5K on May 9th.
I was working on a Department of Justice grant today, so I had a completely different
That's a good point.
Yeah. And you're saying Justice in Flemington is across, it's a national partner, and I'm thinking, really? I couldn't quite get that.
It's like every preteen's favorite place to go for clothing shopping.
Okay, so you people in your area who are involved with Girls on the Run would obviously know what that is. But for our other listeners who might want to support that, we want to just let them know they could go to any of the Justice programs. So I'm going to switch over now to our news, but we'll be back in the studio talking about Girls on the Run, and maybe you'll decide to be a sponsor. Stay with us.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Washington state health officials are confirming that five people have now died in the U.S. because of the coronavirus outbreak. Seattle King County health officials say they have four new cases today, and two of those patients have died. Although the odds of getting the coronavirus are low, New Jersey Democratic Governor Phil Murphy says his state is doing what it needs to do to be prepared.
This is a multi-level and whole of government effort. It includes our hospitals, our schools, and the personnel at our ports and airports.
Wall Street is on pace for its best day in 2 years, with the Dow up over 600 points. All three major stock indexes are up more than 2.5%. And former chairman and CEO of General Electric, Jack Welch, is dead at the age of 84 years old. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar will reportedly suspend her Democratic presidential campaign. Klobuchar is expected to endorse former Vice President Joe Biden before tomorrow's Super Tuesday primaries in 14 states at an event in Dallas, Texas tonight. Another challenge to Obamacare's foundation will get a Supreme Court review, as USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The Supreme Court is taking up a legal challenge to the Obamacare individual mandate that requires all Americans to buy insurance or pay a penalty. The High Court did uphold that provision in 2012, ruling that it was a legitimate exercise of Congress's taxing authority. But Texas and 17 other red states brought this lawsuit against the Affordable Care Act in December of last year. A decision from the High Court on it is likely to come after Election Day in November. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
While addressing a crowd of around 18,000 people at the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee's annual policy conference, Vice President Mike Pence says Democratic presidential frontrunner Bernie Sanders will be the most anti-Israel president in American history if elected.
Today, the leading candidate for the presidential nomination of the party of Harry S. Truman openly and repeatedly attacks Israel as a racist state and defames AIPAC as of all things, as he said, a, quote, platform for bigotry. Even more troubling, when Bernie Sanders smeared Israel at last week's debate, not a single candidate on that stage stood up to challenge him. But I'll promise you, we will always call out those who try to cloak their animus toward Israel inside the phony mantle of friendship. The most pro-Israel president in history must not be replaced by one who would be the most anti-Israel president in the history of this nation. That's why we need 4 more years of President Donald Trump in the White House.
The only Democratic presidential candidate to speak at AIPAC in Washington, D.C., was former New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
All right, back to work here. No more chit-chatting. Oh, wait, look, I still get to chit-chat. Isn't that fun? All right, so I wanted to just turn to a serious matter just for a moment before. It's connected to all of this. So if a lot of people listening today don't have access to the age group that you all work with, they may not understand some of the risk factors that happen for our children and our youth and how it impacts them and how a program like this can really take a lesson. And it's something that you're not going to not that I'm putting down math. I love math. But you learn something in math class and you apply math throughout when you need math. But this is more about leadership and applying skill, a skill set, an attitude, a behavior, a way to problem solve that crosses all domains, not just math, but everything. It could include math if you're having a difficult time with a problem. You know, it reminds you that there's other resources out there to reach out more, to be able to ask for help even, because that can be an issue. So I know that we talked about the fees a little bit with Jen and some of the upcoming fundraising, and that's important for your model to be able to have funding coming in. Maybe you could talk to us a little bit about why that is important.
Well, 35% of our girls receive financial aid. We scholarship, this season it's probably going to be a little bit higher. We have been seeing an increase in need. And we scholarship girls who are either in a Title I school, which is usually a school that is is typically a lower income area, and there's a lot of funding needed for those schools as it is. Girls who receive free lunch and reduced lunch, and we also scholarship girls whose families may be going through some financial crisis. It could be a parent who's lost employment, a parent or family member who's going through, sickness of some sort. And so part of our fundraising is because we want to be able to finance all of these girls. We have a policy. We don't want a girl left behind because of her family's financial need. And I was sharing just last week, I had a call from two different parents about financial aid, and both of them were, a little hesitant to call because they weren't really sure what they were going to be met with. And, were very happy with the end. And one in particular really stood out to me was a mom of a young girl who they needed. She's on free lunch, and she saw the $175 fee and knew that her family could not afford that, but she really felt like her daughter needed this program. And we talked about it, and I explained to her that we fundraise so that we can fund girls like her daughter, and her fee would be $15 for the season, and that she could also break that up into payments if they needed to. We had a payment plan, if that would make it easier for her family. And as we finished our conversation, one of the things she said to me that really struck me was, "I'm so glad I called, because I don't typically sign my daughter up for after-school programming because I can't afford it. And there usually isn't this kind of assistance, and I'm so glad for this." And it was one of those things that just kind of reinvigorates why we're here, why we're doing what we're doing, and why we are fundraising to make sure that this happens for every girl.
Well, it's really noble work. Does anyone else want to add to that?
Well, that was just one phone call. You have to imagine how many people don't take that step to reach out and ask.
Exactly.
I think it's great that we're letting people know that we will not turn people away based on financial needs.
Yeah.
And do you have a special sponsor program where people can sponsor a child?
We don't have anything where they can specifically sponsor one child, but we do have our sponsorship program and also donor where you can, it costs our fee is $175. So you can sponsor, you can say I'm going to sponsor for $175. We have sponsorship packages that are all the way up to where you can sponsor an entire team. So we do have one of our larger sponsors who sponsors a tire team for a season. We have different levels. You can always get in touch with us through our website, www.gotrhunterton.org. And learn more about either making a gift as an individual donor or sponsoring for us.
Great. I think we have some listeners who probably want to help where it's an amount that is affordable if you can't be a large sponsor, but you can contribute something to be able to help someone who maybe can't afford it, which, mm-hmm. The value of that, of a 10-week program for that amount of money is very, very reasonable, very reasonable. Sometimes one week of summer camp is $300 in some of the schools. So mm-hmm. to be able to have 10 weeks of after school activities that also, motivate us to make better choices about our lifestyles and what we're doing with our exercise and those kinds of things. It's really very, very motivating. So I do have to pay the bills. Otherwise, I'll get fired. So let me catch up on our advertisers here, and we'll be back in the studio. We have about 10 minutes or so to wrap up, and we actually could take some calls if anyone wants to call in the studio number. It's 908-237-0410, but we'll be right back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org. When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color. This is topical for you guys. This is really topical. And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression. Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
And we're back in the studio for our final few minutes to recap Girls on the Run. And I know we've been here talking about the benefits for your physical health for these girls, their mental awareness, and their ability to develop some problem-solving skill sets that will help in their critical thinking throughout their life. But I know, having a niece, nothing convinces me that I should sign her up for something as when I have some narrative from someone who's been through the same thing. So maybe you can tell us a little bit about the experience and what it meant to you.
Yeah, I would love to. And as much as it's great that we're talking about fundraising and getting sponsors and all that, I think what's most important is that we get girls. We don't need sponsors if we don't have girls. And I think the more parents that understand what the program is, the more girls that we'll have join our program. And to me, there's so many purposes of this program, and it's such a benefit to go through it again and again, season after season, and I continue to grow and learn as a person giving these lessons to the girls. But some of the things that we do with them is teaching them to live with intention, and that's something that resonates with me over and over again within the season, is we really instill in the girls the idea that they live by their choices, and that every day they're presented with so many choices from the beginning to the end, of all different sizes, and that those choices define their life, and to give them the tools to slow down a little bit and really make the choice that's right for them. Slowing down and dealing with their emotions and not making choices out of emotional distress and things like that, and just knowing that those are the things that shape their life. It's a lesson that carries them through the rest of their years, and mine as well. And I always go back to saying that this program is as much for the coaches, I think, as it is for the girls. So I'm always encouraging other women that I know that would benefit from this to get involved, because these lessons are not just for the girls. They're for everybody. And to me, it's building a stronger community to have more people involved in this program.
Thank you so much for sharing that. I think that's a great point. And I think sometimes Girls on the Run, people say, oh, I don't have a girl that age, or I'm not a parent. And they forget that we're a community. And there are young people, more so than ever, have these choices that are presented to them every day in such a way that they don't have time to really digest the choices and to really think about the future of those decisions. So I think everyone that wants to have a healthy community and have children who get to graduate high school or go to a trade school or know, like just be aware of what, you know, to be able to vision for themselves. And I think that your program has a lot of pieces to that can help build that, those critical thinking skills, that soft skills, they call them sometimes, that are really difficult to develop. But without them, you know, your choices can really be detrimental.
Not just about running. If there's one thing I think that we could change, it might be the name, as much as we love it. But it is not about running. All people are welcome. Coaches, too, if you want to get involved, you don't have to be a runner. Even the girls, they don't have to be running through the whole day at practice. We tell them to just move forward, continue moving forward, just like in life, one step at a time, whether that's skipping, hopping, cartwheeling around the track, it doesn't matter. It's just moving forward in a supportive environment.
And I think that one thing that I've learned working with young people is if we could just find one thing for them, just one thing, if it's running, if it's math problems, you know, whatever it is, just to invest their energy in a way, I think it makes a really positive impact and they'll be exposed to a lot of different things. So let's recap the day of the run.
May 31st.
Excellent, Jen.
It's a Sunday evening.
It's a Sunday evening. Registration, if you're not involved in Girls on the Run, opens up on
March 25th.
Phenomenal. If you are a teacher or you work at a school in Bucks County, Warren County, or Hunterdon County, you can still get involved in this program, and you should call
908-751-5847.
Fantastic. And if you have a child in a school that's participating that may be interested and you think that the money is too much of a financial commitment for you right now, who can you call to find out about scholarships or a payment plan?
You can contact any one of us, Jen Lynch, Katie Tritrummel, or Lindsay Legg. We can any of us can assist you with that.
And you do that through the registration.
You could also do that through the registration. So the great thing about our registration is you can go to www.gotrhunterdon.org and register. And through the registration process, it automatically, one of the questions towards the end is, do you need financial assistance? And it will take you through all of that.
You actually asked that? That's great. I really think that's great because some people don't think about that.
Yeah.
And it's important, you know, to have equal access for everyone. So that's a great thing. And your upcoming fundraisers, let's just do those a couple times. We have Justice, the clothing store. And I'm educated here in the studio on many different levels today, and especially about Justice. So the date for that?
That's March 7th, and that's 11 o'clock or 2 p.m.
And you can go to any Justice store, because we have lots of listeners that aren't from New Jersey, and it's a national chain, so you could go to any it's your national partner. You could go to any of those stores. Look on your website for that information. And then your...
Our 5K, our Celebration 5K, is also a fundraiser on May 31st here in downtown Flemington.
That's great, but I'm still the host, so the one I want to do is the date you just announced for the Sneaker Gala.
September 25th, and it will also be here in Flemington at Stengel Factory.
Okay, great, and I think there was one, the Bluefish dinner?
That's after the 5K on the 31st of May.
So if you go there for dinner after the 5K, a portion of the proceeds will go to Girls on the Run?
Correct.
And that'll be for the fall. I hope you'll all come back in the fall to kick off the fall events of this. Did we cover all the fundraisers?
I think so.
I think so for now. And, well, actually, just to make a note, we are a nonprofit that you can link to your Amazon Smile account.
Oh, yes. Great.
And proceeds go right to us.
Okay.
It's a very easy way to... help us out.
Fantastic. And if you get your tax return, you want to make a nice tax deduction. Can you have a 501c3 for
yes.
your organization?
Yep.
So you could do a tax deduction.
And if anyone just got into the New York City Marathons, training for a marathon, and wants to be a
soulmate,
they can get in contact with any of you to be able to fundraise for Girls on the Run.
Absolutely. Again, the easiest way is to go to the website.
Excellent. Okay. So I think we have that all covered. I want to thank everyone for their time today for coming in and talking to us about this great program. And special thanks to Jen, who I roped into another radio appearance with someone else for the Organic Clinton Garden.
Yes.
So we have that event coming up. So Girls on the Run, thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you.
We have the Girls on the Run information on our Facebook page now, but not the website. So I'll make sure I post that in just a moment. But we are wrapping up today. So if you listen to me without being outside, please go outside. 60 degrees on March 2nd. Please go out there. And if you want to start training for the May 31st 5K, let's get out there and start doing it. I'll be back next Monday. Stay with us.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.